Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
President Biden is proposing an over 40% tax rate on the wealthy as Republicans defend former President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser sits on the House Financial Services Committee, and he says President Biden's tax and spend plans won't help the middle class and really add to inflation.
This administration is tax and spend on steroids. Look at his next year's budget. Look what they've done so far. If it wasn't for a Republican majority, they would have spent another $1 trillion this year.
There's a big difference between 1 and 100. Corey Musk has a humorous details.
Mildred Kirschenbaum is going through her second child.
Few clouds tonight. Clouds to partly cloudy coming in tomorrow. Early morning, 60s to 70. Breezy tomorrow. Breezy again Sunday with clouds to partly cloudy skies. And just a slim chance of a daytime isolated spritz or a stray quick-moving in-and-out shower. Breezy conditions daily with those muggy, humid conditions as well. It'll feel like the upper 80s at times. The afternoon high temperatures mostly in the middle 80s. Generally the same on Monday with a spotty shower or two for the afternoon. Slightly better chance Tuesday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly adventure? Come have a blast at Kite Fest Louisiana, April 27th to 28th. Kite flying, fun for kids, food, and big fireworks Saturday at dusk from the West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking for a fun, family-friendly adventure? Come have a blast at Kite Fest Louisiana, April 27th to 28th. Kite flying, fun for kids, food, and big fireworks Saturday at dusk from the West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit ExploreLouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Welcome to this week's edition of Unfiltered and Uncensored, Holy Patriotic Jamalaya. I'm John Swisher with my co-host Mike Silva.
Good evening.
Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot, do your duties.
Okay, I'm most certainly will. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
That's great. Listen, brothers and sisters, if anybody wants to ask me a question throughout the show, don't let the producers cut me off. I will answer you all the way through the show. Good evening, brother and sister pro-life American whistleblowers. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, it will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. That's right, deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America and to the Republic, that's the Republic of which they all stand. One nation under God, with liberty and justice and freedom forever and ever, amen. And I'll be available for commentary if anybody wants to call me. And don't let the producers cut me off.
Okay, gotcha. This week's guest is, after my introduce our guest.
Well, she is from Unleashed Entertainment in Pearl, Mississippi, Ms. Kim Steinbrink. Kim, John is going to do his monologue, and then we're going to get right to the questions. We're going to let you talk a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Okay, tonight's monologue for 4/26/2024, the sexualization of children. In today's social culture, there's the need to dress up children like adults, especially young girls. For example, in dancing schools, I've witnessed for myself desexualization of children. For example, excessive makeup, super tight clothing that exposes their vulnerabilities. I've watched my nieces dance recitals many a times, and it actually makes me sick to my stomach watching them being forced to dress like adults. Even worse, these mothers are living their lives through their daughters, not even letting the child live a normal life. And now, some dancing schools are teaching pole dancing, known in the top of strip clubs. Also, they are forcing these young girls, 10 and under, younger, to dress provocatively, extremely tight clothing that is revealing. No wonder why a lot of these girls, when they become developed, get involved sexually, because they were groomed to do so. It is nothing wrong with a child, with a girl to stay a virgin until she is married. In fact, it is what God calls for. And it is about time that we defend these young girls against the sexualization and trafficking of them into sex slaves. Remember Epstein Island, frequented very often by both Bill Slick Willie Clinton and Barack Homeboy Obama. Another pervert organization called NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, recruits young boys 10 and under. NAMBLA grooms young boys to becoming homosexuals, example, pedophilia, molestation, etc. These sickos belong under the prison because they are criminals. John Walsh of America's Most Wanted has been advocating for victims for years, especially pedophilia, and NAMBLA is one organization he wants shut down. Adam Schiff, Democrat congressman from California, earmarks our tax dollars to NAMBLA. It is time to end pedophilia and the sexualization of all children. Let kids be kids. Does everyone agree?
Absolutely. So let me introduce her again. This is Miss Kim Steinbrink from Unleash Entertainment, Pearl, Mississippi, on WPBP, the Pirate in Pearl, Mississippi. She works with Daryl Arnold, D, who's been on our show a couple of times. Welcome to the show, Kim, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I also do a show myself with my cousin, Steven. And we do SK, and we have another show, SK on the radio, on the same radio station on Mondays, 5 to 6. So, but we've been doing that show for a couple of years. Just now moved to the radio, though, so we've upgraded. But we decided that we wanted to let our voices and our opinions be heard. For the last, 15 years, just tried to figure out what's going on in the world and trying to start from the bottom. We're still learning, and that's what we're trying to do with our audience, is trying to show, even as we're learning, we're hoping they're learning how to research and stay awake and, not let the world just come, and you just get blindsided. So, we're trying to keep up the fight, and locally we've been trying to, get Mississippi back on track. You would think Mississippi would be, real hard red state, and it actually could potentially turn purple real soon if we don't, keep our eyes on the ball here. So
thanks to clowns like Denny Thompson.
yes, that is one. That is one right there, and that's a big one too. But there's others, and we also have a few rhinos that we need to start, getting out of the way so that we can get our true, MAGA patriot conservatives in there and get this country back on track.
That's right. Was Haley Barbour a rhino?
Yes, I believe so. I think over the years we have all figured that out.
And Trent Lott was a rhino too, right?
Yes. Oh, for sure. And again, it's something that I think is slowly, unmasked itself over the years, but yes.
Well, one good thing is when you have a show like you and Daryl, the people that are fighting a good fight, trying to get the message out there about what's really going on in this country, we need more people like that in our local communities and in the state. And we're just a local New Orleans radio station, and you do the same thing in Mississippi. We need more people like that to get the word out, because this crazy world is just like I just said, everything is just I never thought I would see the world in the condition it is today, the way things are going.
It is disturbing. And really, you have to sit there and scratch your head and think, am I in a dream? Did we just switch to clown world here? Because things that are allowed to go on, you just wonder. I mean, last week with the passing of the humongous foreign aid bill and then seeing all of the congressmen, they're not waving American flags. No, no, no. They're waving Ukrainian flags.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
How are other flags? I mean, I don't understand why. They should not be waving another flag in our Congress. Yeah. They should be waving the American flag. They work for us.
That's right.
And
exactly.
They're not our leaders. They're our representatives. We elect them to represent us, to do what's best for us. They are not our leaders.
No, and that definitely is not a representation of what I wanted to promote to the world, is that we're basically funding every single war that's going on right now.
Hey, Kim. Anna? Kim, Mike is a Gulf War veteran, and we got to go to a break. Lead us into break, Mike.
All right. Stay tuned for the show. We'll be back after this break. The hotline to call is 504-556-9696.
The New Beginning.
Sponsored by New Beginning Refinishing. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource. Call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. You can call the New Beginning Refinishing Talk Line at 504-556-9696. We're on with our guest, Ms. Kim Steinbrink from Unleashed Entertainment in Pearl, Mississippi. Kim, with the state of the union right now, state of this world, with the border crisis, the illegal immigration crisis, the war in Ukraine, the dealings with China, the unrest in the Middle East, what might be going on in Taiwan and Russia and it's just everything all over the place. All the stuff that they said, you know, maybe being on the brink of World War III, all the stuff that they were saying Trump was going to lead us to, the Democrats are leading us to. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, they seem to point out stuff that they think we're going to do, then they end up doing it anyway. I mean, it always ends up happening that way. But, I mean, it's just funny. We end up being the world, I guess you would say, policeman or the world bank, the world's lender, which is not really lending, just giving. And for some reason, they think that we're just going to be okay with it to be put on our dime, and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so forth are going to be paying the price for this. And I don't understand how, you know, any sane, rational person would think that this is okay.
It's not. You can't just keep printing money. And with the way the inflation is, you can't just keep printing money whenever there's a need for it. I mean, the spending is out of control. Inflation's out of control. They just keep printing more money. It's only going to lead to we're going to crash eventually. There's only one way to go.
Yeah, that is where it's going to go. And
I can't believe it hasn't done it yet.
By the time everyone figures it out, it's going to be too late. So. You know, we're just, you know, that's why even here in Mississippi, I mean, I'm working with a few people trying to clean up voter rolls, which is going to be, you know, essential to making sure that we don't have people cheat in the election, which is going to be essential to keeping, you know, our republic and keeping our freedom. Because, I mean, really, they're selling us out to China. They're selling us out everywhere. And it's really going to blindside a lot of people whenever this comes crashing down. So
that's what I'm afraid of. Like I've always said, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been saying that something before the election, something extremely major is going to happen in this country before the election. They didn't come this far just to come this far.
Right. Right. And you always have to keep your head on a swivel. Whatever they're saying, you got to figure out what are they not saying, you know.
Yeah, the reason why Trump is going on trial for these quote unquote crimes is they're running scared because they know that the Democrat gravy train is coming to an end. As soon as Trump's hand comes off the Bible, the borders are going to be closed. Start drilling, baby. And
yes. You're
going to be hearing his famous words to a lot of people. You know what his famous words are, right?
Make America great again.
No.
Well, that's one of them.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. Oh,
you're
bring
fired.
You back out of the basement. We so do. We do.
Nancy Pelosi, you're fired.
Well, the charges, so bogus charges they've been making him go to court for, which he should be campaigning, which is why they're doing it. They don't want him campaigning. But it seems to be that, I'm sure you noticed this, that every time they throw something at him, his poll numbers go up.
They do. They're helping him out. I don't think they really get that, but they are. And I mean, like what happened, yesterday morning? You know, he gets out and greets a bunch of construction workers, just everyday people working for a living. And they're all behind him. And it just shows that, you know, he may be, you know, extremely rich, but he can literally connect with, you know, everyday people.
He's not an elitist.
He is not. And he's so true blue kind of person. And people get that, and it resonates, especially when you meet him face to face. I'm sure, I never have, but I'm sure it really resonates that he gets it, you know?
He absolutely gets it, yes.
Ronald Reagan started the job. Trump's going to finish it.
I hope so. That is, you know, my prayer is that, and I do see it coming. Like, I have hope that this is going to work out in the end. And I actually think that they're going to actually be helping us by how they're doing what they're doing, because people are seeing this and the mask is coming off, and people every day are waking up really getting it. And when their paychecks hit and they're going, what's going on? And they're noticing, and it really doesn't take a lot to notice this, you know, and they're making it easier and easier for the everyday person to get it.
Well, the poll numbers are out, and they're saying, I think Joe Biden's at his lowest, 29% or something like that. Well, what I want to know is, who are the 29% that think he's doing a good job? I didn't think it would be that high.
I don't know. You know, those polls are they're not always to be trusted anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, you know, they're going to ask the, you know, just the hard-nosed, never going to back down blue-eyed Democrats that are just, it doesn't matter who it is, if they have a D behind their name, just like we have people here with R behind their name, oh, I'm going to vote for the Democrat.
This is a rarity in a Democrat name only. You've heard of Jack Kennedy, the president of JFK?
Yes.
He was Democrat name only. He's more conservative than George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. And Kennedy wanted to shut down the Federal Reserve. He wanted to eliminate income tax.
Right. I mean,
he says, and he paid for it with his life.
Right, exactly. And hopefully someday we will know the official truth. I think people know the truth, but it's not official.
Right.
But someday it's going to come out.
Kitchen Buccaneer, you was 10 years old when Kennedy was assassinated.
I was in second grade at the time, and it really hurt me a whole lot. I was crying in class in the second grade, and it really bothered me a whole lot because I knew we had a real American citizen that loved his country, and they murdered him. The New World Order beast from hell, 666. And anytime you want to ask me a question, anybody out there that wants to call in right now and ask me a question, I'll tell them the truth that I know. Amen.
Thank you for your service. Cajun Buccaneer is a Vietnam veteran, and he also does great things for kids in his community. He has his version of the Gordian Agents called the Cajun Buccaneers.
That's right. We're going to take America back from the insane, evil people that want to destroy this country. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. That's amazing. That's what it's going to do. And working with the young people, I'm telling you, the future voters, and they are waking up too. That's the crazy thing as well. They're seeing through a lot of this because it is so in your face. I think before, like, kids didn't care. They didn't pay attention. But now it's everywhere. Literally everywhere.
Everybody's being affected by it. Like, now everybody's a border state now. I still think that was a genius move to bust these illegal immigrants into the sanctuary cities. You know, they were all proud to be a sanctuary city until it was time to be a sanctuary city. And now they're all complaining. The residents in, like, Chicago, did you see how they're really upset about what's going on, that they're putting them in nice hotels and giving them the tax money, and the residents are getting nothing.
We got less than a minute to go. Coming up for the second break, you're listening to Helene Patriotic Jambalaya, the Jambalaya Boys, John and Mike.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. everybody. This is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
It's pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz, airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. Join me as I talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, the newest pet products, celebrity pet gossip, breaking news, and more. Our expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about our unique program, our guest, and me, your host, listen to the show on WGSO 990, the community voice of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. 21 people from Shreveport and Bossier City, including several employees of the Teleperformance Call Center, face federal bank fraud charges for allegedly stealing nearly $7 million from USAA customers. U.S. Attorney Brandon Brown says many military service members and elderly residents who did banking with USAA and did not check their accounts regularly had money taken from their account in 2021 and 2022.
These defendants, they were targeting, older people, people in their 70s, 90s that had high bank account balance.
Counterfeit checks were created and others were recruited to deposit checks into their bank accounts in exchange for money. Crawfish prices are at season lows. Crawfish app co-founder Lainey King says this season by far has been the most unusual since the app was created 8 years ago.
It was just a delayed crawfish season. It's not like we weren't going to have a crawfish season. The drought just delayed the crop by a couple of months.
LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atlas Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Hi, this is Congresswoman Julia Letlow. Louisianans are experiencing sticker shock buying crawfish this year. Record high temperatures have led to extreme heat and drought, depleting production levels for crawfish farms across our state. Using my position on the Appropriations Committee, I'm working to provide emergency assistance to farmers and producers in Louisiana affected by our severe weather so we can turn this crawfish crisis around. Learn more at letlow.house.gov, paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Joffro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Joffro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504 279-6590.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNola.com.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. You can call the New Beginning Refinishing talk line at 504-556-9696. We're back on with our guest, Ms. Kim Steinbrink. Kim, I was saying before that I think something's going to happen major before the election because they didn't come this far to stop now. The way things are now, it could be a civil war. I don't know. Do you have any idea what you think it might be? But something, I think something is going to happen.
Well, it seems to be repeating 2020 just a little bit with the, universities being taken over. And it's spilling out over from the universities, just like the Summer of Love. This time we didn't, have a virus go through, but I think you're right, probably with the three wars going on and then, they're, quote, protesting. But the crazy thing is, the reason I think this is connected is because when you see, the little tent cities, they're all the same tents. Usually when it's organic, it's not going to be the same.
Right.
They're not going to look the same.
Right.
And so these are definitely prepared by,
They're being funded by somebody.
George Soros,
right?
I'm sure, and he's got his hand in a lot of things, and I'm sure it has to do with a little combination of many of those organizations. And I'm just thinking that's going to be the thing that comes to fruition, where they're going to say, because I believe that there's already, in California, they're going to cancel the graduation ceremony.
They already did, yeah.
This is ridiculous. They're letting them win, which is one of the things that you look up and you go, "What country do we live in? How are we allowing those protesters, quote unquote, to decide that the kids who earned their degrees to graduate can't be a part of the ceremony that everyone gets to be a part of, And this is where it's just, I believe, though, that there is going to be some kind of combination like this that is going to, for your safety, we need to go to mail-in voting. We need to go to, here we go again. Here's the process. And yes, probably a civil war in some form or fashion, they're always going to create chaos.
I think this virus, coronavirus, has been around for years. Yeah. It's 99.9% survivable, but the media overhyped it and made everybody scared. Oh no, the coronavirus! And this was a plandemic and a scandemic. It was a transfer of wealth from the working people who work for a living to the lazy class and the rich elites, and everybody was getting free stuff, which is not free. But I can't stress enough: free is not free. They give you a $3 pound of cheese in one hand. While they're doing that, they're taking $300 out of your back pocket.
Exactly. They kind of created a socialistic state. and let you experience that. And I mean, at first it's like, oh yeah, I'm getting all this, but it trickles down to where you realize why that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. You're going to ultimately end up paying the price.
All that stimulus checks and all that. I'm getting stimulus. We're getting free. I said, that's not free. Trust me, your taxes are going up.
Just like the school, forgiving the school loans. They're not forgiving them. Somebody's paying for that.
Exactly. I hate that they use that word. I'm like, no, you're just transferring it to us. I mean,
right.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't go to college. But, I mean, that's one of the reasons why, because I wouldn't want to take out a huge loan. I decided that that wouldn't be a good thing for me to go into debt.
There's nothing wrong with a blue-collar trade. A lot of blue-collar trades pay six figures income.
Yes.
And
they're needed.
Very much needed. Well, they're just trying to buy votes. All they're doing is trying to buy votes. That's why the border's open, because so many people now are waking up to what's actually going on. They have to import a whole new kind of voter. That's what they're doing.
They are. And, I mean, the recipients, the majority of the recipients from the welfare state are starting to realize that they're being replaced.
Absolutely.
And they're standing up for it, too. And maybe, hopefully, they're realizing that you can't get a free ride all your life, that you have to start working for yourself. You got to take your own way.
Absolutely.
My dad's famous words to us when we were growing up, learn to earn. You ever heard that? Learn to earn.
We do have a caller on the line. We have Matthew from Metairie wants to ask you a question. Kim, Matthew, go ahead, please.
Well, actually, I was calling to offer solutions to some of the problems that we're having. From the Morgus Alexandra Momus Institute. And I have a solution for the situation in Ukraine that will bring peace to Ukraine and reduce the amount of money we spend there. You ready for this?
Go ahead. What you got?
We turned them into the 51st state. Now, I know that sounds radical, but hear me out. This will reduce the number of senators they have to two, like everybody else, and however many Congress people every 400,000 inhabitants of Ukraine. It also means that the Russians are no longer invading, because it'll be a U.S. border, and nobody invades a U.S. border. They just arrive unannounced. So, just means the Ukrainian police will have to give them orders to appear in court 6 years from now. And maybe a ticket for having an overweight vehicle. And it also means that our establishment will no longer be able to send them gobs and gobs of money. And it'll keep part of the military-industrial complex happy, too, because we can establish a military base there, the RuPaul Ukrainian military base. You see, you says kill two birds with one stone.
Matthew.
Yes, sir.
I don't see that happening at all.
I don't either, but you notice I'm being very sarcastic.
Well, good. I was like, is he being serious about this?
No, I'm not being serious. But as I was telling John this afternoon, my frustration with the contradictions just are driving me up a tree. We got these people who we used to call conservatives, we're now calling rhinos.
They never were conservatives. They're Democrats in disguise.
That's not what Rush Limbaugh said.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, or things changed and Rush didn't notice it. Yeah, that's a possibility. We have people saying that they want jobs. They want industry to come here. But when the industry shows up, they don't want it anywhere near them. We want the police to enforce some laws, but we don't get upset when they don't enforce others.
Well, that defund the police thing they did just kind of put a damper on that.
Well, let's put it this way. There are issues that I have with law enforcement that go back to the riots of 2020 and the pallets of pavers. It is not that hard to figure out who is dropping off pallets of pavers. You don't pick these up at the local Time Saver and pay cash for them. They are not delivered on a moped or a bicycle. It takes a truck with a forklift strapped to the back in one of those Navistar jobs. And somebody has to sign for them before they'll put them down. There's a paper trail. You can't pay cash for it. And yet none of the local police departments where this stuff was happening did any investigation at all. Certainly the FBI never bothered because they were in on it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's Biden's FBI.
But their hands could have, I mean, at the same time, the local police force may have had their hands tied from higher up. You know,
maybe. But then when do they have their hands untied? I know. When dragging you out of a big box store for not wearing a mask.
True. They get a green light for that.
We got less than a minute to go for the next break. You're listening to the Jambalaya Boys.
Thank you for calling, Matt.
Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Nice lead-off song by politicians.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. We're on our last segment with Ms. Kim Steinbrink from Pearl, Mississippi. I have a question for you, Kim. We have a couple of things in Louisiana I was thinking about getting involved with. One of them is we had a guy now on our show called Christopher Alexander. He's working with LACAG. It's Louisiana Citizens Advocacy Group and the Convention of States. Do y'all have anything in Mississippi like that? Are you involved in anything like that?
Well, we have the Conservative Coalition of Mississippi, who is, you know, trying to work together with legislators here in the state and, you know, bring up things that are going on in the state legislation and, you know, what we can do about it. Also, from those groups, we're meeting the people that are, you know, like working to clean the voter rolls and things like that. So, and of course, the Convention of States is a great organization. And they're, you know, I think they're going to help push that idea of it being, of bringing it back to we the people.
That's right. And so
it's going to all work together, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, and so I'm a part of that group, which is, I mean, right now, like this last election, we had our caucuses, our delegates that were elected. I was a precinct delegate, but we had some change up in our local GOP, and Daryl and a few others in their county really changed the county local GOP, and it needed it, and they're going to be getting some stuff done. So,
I'm real disappointed that our friend Taylor Turcotte lost to Benny Thompson.
Yeah, and that is unfortunate. You know, and I, you know, have to give it to Ron Eller, who did pull through in the primary. Because hopefully we can get Benny Thompson out of there. And so, you know, whoever we can do to get him kicked off of everything and going back home and do what you're going to do. The only thing is, of course, I believe that Benny Thompson needs to be, you know, arrested. You know, he's done a lot of stuff that really, if he didn't have the congressman in his title, he would have been.
He needs to have his American citizenship permanently revoked. He needs to be deported out of this country. That's what I say. Anybody who's anti-American, they need to have to. It's all right to have different views, but for what they're doing to this country,
well, he destroyed evidence even for the January 6th people who were on trial. I mean, he wrote the letter, and that's not the only thing that he's done. You know, locally, he's been involved in making sure that Yazoo City, that has so much of the farmers that produce a lot of the crops that we get locally, they get flooded out during, you know, huge rainstorms. And they have had pumps ready to go. I believe it's been like 30 years. I hate to put a number on it because I'm not sure of how long they have been ready to go. But he has been personally involved in making sure that it does not get done. I really don't understand how evil someone can be. You know,
he's part of the Democrat line. He's probably getting paid quite a few dollars from these lobbyists and these cabals that want to destroy America. And those who are in, I'm not saying they can have to have the same views as we got, but as long as you're for America, you're all right. But if you start like traitors.
Yeah.
People like Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, Adam Schiff, to name a few, they need to have their citizenships permanently revoked, deport their tails to Guantanamo Bay prison in handcuffs. Yeah. And
That would be great. At least show that they can't just, you know, they can't pay the price for what they've done.
Why they don't want Trump to be president, because they know he didn't drain the swamp last time, but he definitely exposed it. I don't think if he was in there, if Hillary Clinton would have won, we would have never known half of the stuff that's going on right now.
I think what's happening right now, God's got this thing planned. Reason why Trump, they got the voter fraud, why Biden was installed, because I think God wants to, he's exposing it for all of us. He's giving them enough rope to hang to when eventually they're going to hang themselves. And
exactly.
Trump's going to be victorious out of this. God does not like ugly. Trump is one of God's people.
What are your thoughts on the Supreme Court about immunity?
Immunity towards who? Trump?
Yes. About the panel that they had a couple of days ago.
Well, Trump is innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, the activist judges that we do have on the Supreme Court who they just don't seem to get it. And the crazy thing to me is their one job is to make sure that the cases brought before them is done from the Constitution.
By the Constitution.
That's literally their job. And some of them do not understand the Constitution. This is where, you know, I believe some of them need to be kicked off and replaced. We don't need those judges on there. But some of the stuff that they were bringing up, saying that he could win and then he could hire a hitman and blah, 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 basically saying that he could call the military in to kill his political enemies. And I'm thinking, if you kind of look at what Biden's doing, he's kind of doing that.
Well, the hypocrisy on the left is just unbelievable. All the things they accuse the right of doing, they're doing themselves.
Have you watched that movie, Hillary's America?
Hillary's America? No.
Yeah. You need to watch it. It tells the exact truth, the motives of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is not the party of the working class. It is the class of the elites. It's the class. It's the party of racism.
Yes.
They invented all the bad words for people. And
yes.
If everything the Republican Party is accused of, they're guilty of.
If you look at the history of the Republican Party, we were the ones that stood up for civil rights.
That's right.
We were the ones that wanted to push back against the Southern Democrats that wanted to keep, you know, the black people, you know, less than. And make sure that they knew it. Everybody knew it. If people really knew that and really knew the history, legitimately, their thoughts would change on that. That's why they push against even learning about that.
Well,
Do you see them?
You see the reporters asking the students that are protesting now at Columbia and the other universities, what are they protesting? They can't even answer.
Yes. Yes, and I mean, if you're going to protest something, at least know what you're doing. At least know what you're saying.
We got less than a minute to go for the end of the show. Tomorrow night debuts my new radio, new music show on W3Z Hotline, originals and remakes.
And I do a couple of shows Friday, working for the Weekend Drive Home show. And we're doing a local show this Monday at Moonshine Bar and Grill in Metairie at 8 p.m. Local musicians coming in and giving us their music. Kim, thank you for coming on. 1 hour is just not enough. We'd like to invite you back whenever you have time.
Great. That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thank you so much, Kim. And we will talk to you later from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
God, family, and country in that order.
God bless America.
We got a plan. Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi.